if a boy asks a girl to marry him and she doesn't want to, she tells him she won't, you might say she did what to him?
She was sorry.
Do you ever get mad and have any particular expression you use when you...
Make me so mad I don't know what to do.
You don't ever say anything any stronger?
Might.
What would you say?
I don't know.
I won't. Nobody will ever know.
Make me so damn mad I don't know what to do.
I say it too every now and then. When something shocking is reported to you, and you might say, if you just couldn't believe it or you were real shocked, you might say, why?
I'm surprised, I didn't know what to do.
Just unbelievable to you. When you meet a friend and you want to ask them about their health, what do you say?
How do you feel?
And when you're being introduced to a person you've never met before, what do you say? Somebody you've never
met? You mean like I tell them my name or somebody else introduced?
Introduce you to them, what would you say?
Well, I'd say, how are you?
And if they came to see you and if you had enjoyed their visit, you might say?
Come again. Enjoyed having you here.
And at Christmas time, what do you say by way of greeting if you're...
Merry Christmas.
All right, and the New Year.
Happy New Year.
And when somebody does something for you, something you might say to let them know you appreciate it. You might say...
Thank you.
All right. Or you might say, I'm much... Much obliged.
I said much obliged to you.
Okay. All right, you admire something but don't have money enough to buy it. You say, I like it, but it...
It costs too much.
And on the first of the month, the bill is...
Very high.
All right, and when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is...
Due.
And if you stay in a club or a lodge, you have to pay your
monthly dues.
If you haven't any money, you might go to a friend and try to
borrow it.
And an expression you might use for saying money is scarce. Another way of saying it.
Money's hard to get.
If you're talking about swimming, and you say he ran down the springboard and...
To take a swim? All
right, and... what's another word for jumping in the water? Jump in or
dive.
I've known people that were diving and would get hurt, break their necks and stuff. If a child or a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks up his feet and goes over, you say he turns a
somersault or flip.